Really my pleasure to come join you. Get a chance to revisit Florida. Although the truth is that New York nowadays, I think, is also as humid, come out as humid as Florida. But to help bring you back the memories, Baruch Hashem. Tremendous Kiddush Hashem, not just the building, but I've heard about the yeshiva here, it's blossoming. I know how many you have in the base medrash now?
67.
67, wow. Baruch Hashem, in the high school? You don't know, you're in the base medrash. What was the high school have to do with that? Right? 140 in the high school. Wow, Kanai Nahara. Wow, very, very nice. Baruch Hashem, okay. Bezer Hashem, you should continue. If a person's in a branch with very chashuv Rosh Yeshiva, he's very close with the Rebbeim. What is the main benefit in learning in Queens? No, I'm having trouble reading the question. One has the ability to create a relatively close relationship with very chashuv Rosh Yeshiva in his branch, he will most likely be giving that up to an extreme if he learns in Queens. It's basically the boy has a very chashuv Rosh Yeshiva in his branch and chashuv Rebbeim that he's close to. And going to Queens, it's a much larger place. And he says he'll be giving that up in the extreme if he learns in Queens, so why should he go? I guess that's the question. So I'd like to first just argue on the question. It is true that it's much easier to develop close k'sharim in a branch than it is in Queens. But I wouldn't say that he's giving up in the extreme if he learns in Queens. I'd say that there is a difference. In a branch where there's only 67 guys, and and you have a good few Rebbeim dedicated. So the Rebbeim are much more likely to be around. The Rebbeim are much more likely to be able to come to you. You don't have to go to them, feel more comfortable. There's an environment where there's more onegs, the cake breaks, the Gatorade at the basketball courts, you don't have that when you go to Queens. And it is true, the Chevra often find it's a transition, it's much harder, the Rebbeim are not nearly as around, and somebody has to be a little bit more proactive and have some patience to be able to get a kesher. That is true. Lamaisa, you are able. It's not giving it up in the extreme. It takes more patience when one goes to Queens. And it takes a little bit of persistence, a little bit of, sometimes a person has to try to take advantage of opportunities. But it is shayach. Guys get very, very strong sharm in Queens. Maybe not the first 2 weeks, but over time, Chevra are able to develop very, very close k'sharim. The Rosh Yeshiva, the Rebbeim are around. I remember when I was in Queens, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal was, everyone was very, very close to him. The Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal was not around at all. The Rosh Yeshiva would come for Shacharis, and then he would leave. If he gave shir, he came back for shir. Other than that, you didn't see him. If you saw the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal in the afternoon, you knew there must be a Pidyon HaBen, because the Rosh Yeshiva was never around. Elul, he came for Mincha Musar. And nowadays, it's not like that. Nowadays, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rebbeim are around. They're busy. It's not easy to get hold of them, but they're around. The person has patience and he looks to be proactive. It is shayach, and guys do. Guys get a very, very strong and solid kesher. Okay, but the question still, but it's easier in a branch, so why should I go to Queens? I think the answer is that a branch has tremendous, tremendous things to offer that are particularly geared towards chevra within the first few years after high school. And Queens has particular things to offer that are geared more for chevra that are older. When someone's coming out of high school, figuratively speaking, he needs a rebbe to hold his hand. Very often, the chevra are not necessarily the young. They don't necessarily have the independence to be able to do it on their own. They need the rebbe to come over to them. They need the rebbe to be around a lot. They need the rebbe to be there on the ground with them day to day, to be able to get a sense of what their needs are, of what they need help with. When a person is, after 3 years, generally speaking, I'm not saying it's the same for everyone, but generally speaking, after a few years, a person develops a certain maturity, a certain strength, a certain ability, that he is capable of fending more for himself. And now he can take advantage, the Queens has a large Kanai Nahara. 67 is a tremendous amount. The Queens has somewhere in the range of 430-something. There's a large Ilam, strong Chevra. That's here, like the third-year guys here are the top of the yeshiva. Come to Queens, and you could be sitting the Kia Seder next to somebody who was just telling me the other day. It was his first year in Queens. Second year in Queens. He said, last year, the guy I was sitting next to Bekia says now like in a branch somewhere. Like the idea of taking advantage of a large ilum. You have all the chevra from all the branches together in cheer. So you have more people chaverim. You have older chevra. You want to hack on a shmooze. That's the best third year guy has guys that are way above him to hack with and so many different people have so many different angles and so many different Hanhala members and so many different, the entire spectrum of Queens is sort of like, it's much more the big leagues. It's a higher level. It's it's many more Chevra, many more strong Chevra. The Pilpa Chaverim is on a whole different level. Hagufa, the Rebbein themselves, because they have the Hechrich of having to cater to a crowd where you're giving a shmooze, there could be someone in the audience that's going to be giving shmooze in next year. So it's a whole different pressure that causes the Rebbeim themselves to have to sort of like be mechayev themselves to a different level. The fact that it's Reshiva Zatzal's yeshiva, the clinging to the Mesorah that goes on there, the fact that you have such a large hanhala that everything is balanced and bounced off of them, it could be frustrating for someone that's not used to it, but it has a tremendous mile of things get hashed through to a tremendous degree. So a person that's ready for that, a person were to stay, I'd prefer to stay in the small pond, and you know, and hold on to what I have. He's depriving himself of the ability to grow on a much higher level. That person is ready for it. He's able to be a little bit more independent. He's able to fend for himself a little bit more. But at the same time, he shouldn't give up. He shouldn't view it as if okay, his charm with Rebbeim are whatever he has now is done. It's not true. People come and they Baruch Hashem develop great sharim. They end up being very, very close to the Rashi Yeshiva, being very close to Anhala members. The person has to be ready to take advantage of opportunities, to be a little bit more proactive. Each person within the realm of their own personality, you don't have to become the world's most aggressive person. I shouldn't give away, like the one guy waits for Rabbi Harris, mincha, every Shabbos mincha, he waits for him, he walks him to shul, to yeshiva on Shabbos mincha. Everyone, you find your place. People drive him to chasnas. If you drive, he asks his gabbai or Rabbi Grimelet's gabbai to take him to a chasna. You find ways. You meet one of the rabbeim in the hall, so you have a hashkafa question up your sleeve, so you find an opportunity to ask it. Rabbi Harris, Rabbi Grimelet, They give Thursday night Shmaitzah Shirim. So you find ways that you go to the Shmaitzah Shirim. They don't do Shmaitzah, but it's called the Shmaitzah Shirim. So you find ways to develop a more informal connection. You're able to, but it's much more difficult than challenging, but you're able to. At the same time, you're able to take advantage of a whole different level. No follow-ups on that.
What happens to the relationships that a person had in the branch?
I think the relationship the person I have in a branch are very valuable. When I was in Boca, so the Chevra always used to ask me, when I go to Queens, like, what should I do? Should I never call me again? He should never call me again. So I always told him, I said, I don't think a person has to try any desperate, I mean, first of all, whatever Rabbi Luban tells you should do, I'm not the, but I'm telling you what I would think. I don't think a person has to do any extreme measures of stopping the Kesher, preventing himself from reaching out. A person should go to Queens with the attitude of, I'm Bezer Hashem, I plan on being in yeshiva, you know, assuming a person's there for the long haul, he's planning on being there for a number of years. It doesn't make sense. It makes sense. I should try to become a Talmud in the yeshiva here. It's a process. It takes time. If a person feels more comfortable calling up his branch for yeshiva, fakir, he should do so. But if a person goes in with the mentality that I'm looking to become a Talmud, if a person goes with the mentality of I'm resisting, my Rebbe is going to stay back in the branch, and I'm just going to Queens, but I'm not becoming a Talmud here. That's not a very healthy attitude, because that will prevent him from becoming Mekusha where he is. He won't be able to work on the Shiurim with the same Mesirus. He won't be able to work on the Shmuz and on the Hashkafa. If a person comes with an attitude of I'm looking to become a Talmud here, I'm looking for opportunities. But at the same time, in the meantime, I happen to have a close Kesher back home. So So adarabah. So a person should not stop himself from reaching out to his branch rebbeim and branch rashi yeshiva. We're all on the same page, and everything is the same mesorah. And over time, as a person feels more comfortable, he'll find himself more and more reaching out to people in the yeshiva in Queens. But he should always maintain the close kesher he has. It's a very, very valuable kesher, and it's very kedai to hold on to. Okay. Is it a bad thing that more guys have started to wear white shirts? Does this change as you get older? Beis Medrash Kolel. Does the world changing around us change things? I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think the Yeshiva's Hashgafa always was that there shouldn't be a particular, a person shouldn't feel that I dafka have to wear white shirts. Now looking around. is this because of a Chanukah Sabayas? So this is
a special day.
Yeah. Shiva Zashkov always was that we're not into chitzaniyos, and therefore a person should not put dafka focus on I have to wear white because it's yeshivish and it's from the. But as the world changes, so then people become much more. A lot of people grow up in backgrounds where that's just all the B'nai Torah in the community wear it. A lot of some of our branches already, like everybody in the branch, even in high school, is already wearing white shirts. So it's not necessarily coming from a desire to latch on to being yeshivish. A person that grows up and that's just what the kids in his community wear. So then he feels comfortable wearing what the other guys wear. He doesn't feel comfortable like coming in looking different. As long as it's coming from like a natural, you know, when I first came to yeshiva in Queens, it was not uncommon to see a lot of like straw like light colored straw hats, lamashal. We're now it's quite uncommon. What happened is it's because the world got frummer, but it's not that the yeshiva really got per se frummer. It's that the trends change. What's in is no longer people are not into it anymore. It's not coming from like a concerted effort to be frum. It's just coming from as the world changes. I don't know if there's another yeshiva where altogether where people wear colored shirts, right? Besides for Chavetz Chaim. Come out, the only yeshiva, maybe YU, right? I would come out, what?
Are you a yeshiva?
I'm not saying I don't know if there is another yeshiva. So like it's not coming from a concerted effort to be frum. It's coming because that's what people wear. That's what people are more accustomed to. I would think that, again, if the Rebbeim or a yeshiva here tell you otherwise, then you follow whatever they say. But like, I would think that as long as it's not coming from the guy who's like trying to be yeshivish, it's coming from he grew up that way. He just feels more comfortable that way practically. Then as long as it's a natural mamelodika thing, I don't think the yeshiva. I don't think we've been viewing it negatively. I think we just view it as like the times. The people change. People get the main thing is that Chavetz Chaim should always be behind. And Baruch Hashem, we are.
Why is it a bad thing?
So there's two things. One thing is Slabodka had a big emphasis on pnimius, on internal growth. A person that does things that are focused on things that are more chitzonius, the things that are more external. We have a yetzer that we like feeling good about ourselves, like feeling frum. So there's that can be filled in a number of ways. One way of filling it is, I learn, I dive in with kavana, ben adam b'chavero, I'm a daktik in halacha, I make sure to try to work on my midos, and that's the way that I sort of fill that drive to do what's right, to get close to Hashem. But there's another very, very easy and cheap, quick fix way of filling that. I can feel really good about myself if I just feel really holy. And things that are very, very external, but like sort of raising the banner of holiness, the external banner of holiness, have a very easy way of making me feel really holy. I'll wear my holy shirt, and then I'll feel like I'm so kadosh. So what that does is it fills that drive that we have to be frum and good, but it fills it with something that doesn't really go anywhere. It doesn't really do anything. It doesn't cause us to be better people. It doesn't cause us to really get closer to Hashem. So Slabodka was into not focusing excessively on the chitzonios, But the other way, focusing much more on the pnimius. I'm pretty sure I heard that when Slabodka first came to Eretz Yisrael from Europe, at first the yeshivas, the kehillah in Eretz Yisrael was not makabel them, because they thought, oh, these modern chavra, like they Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld pushed to the Yerushalmi chavra. He says no, the real Bnei Torah. Slabodka was had a focus more on the pnimius. But there's something else regarding white shirts. Rishiva Zatzal once told me that the main reason why he was anti people focusing and going being into white shirts, he said it was not only because of the fact that it's like the frumkeit. Rishiva said part of it is just pure seichel. Human being does things because it makes sense. Because a bunch of people get together and decide that we're going to all wear white without rhyme or reason. There's no seichel behind it. So you just follow like a mindless, mindlessly follow. It's a mensch doesn't act without seichel. A mensch doesn't do things that what? But that's not what it was coming from. It wasn't coming from a real profound recognition of galus ha'adam that they felt that we have to wear Shabbos because even during the week. It wasn't what it was coming from. It was coming from white means you're from. It means you're yeshivish. Well, what does that mean exactly? Just a made up, an artificial type of feel and type of atmosphere and type of. What's it all about? It doesn't come from anything. It had never been done. It's not like in Europe that's the way things were. In Europe there was no such thing. It was just like a newfangled thing that the Eilam HaYeshivas, it became popular. Yeshiva was not into just marching to the beat of whatever people are mindlessly doing. That's also Slabodka. The idea of seichel, acting with thought, and someone told me that Rabbi Harris often quotes Reb Reuven Feinstein. He said he doesn't understand. When he was growing up, Reb Moshe was his father. His father would give them pink shirts to wear. He doesn't understand. Where's this new thing? Everybody has to wear white. He says, oh, you can't fight the belt. That's what he said. So Rabbi Harris said, that's where him and the Reshiva deferred. The Reshiva didn't mind fighting the belt. So Reuven was like, okay, what are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall. What are you going to do? The Reshiva said, no, that's... He'll do his thing. He'll keep on keeping his hashkafa just because everyone's doing something. If there's no seichel to it, so we don't do it. We won't be as popular. So it won't be so popular. Chitzonis maris apnimius are chitzonis that are genuine. L'mashal, a person is struggling getting up for davening. So by pushing himself to not be misatzel and to be a zariz, he's implanting within himself like a real regesh of his rizus. That's genuine, that's real. Getting up, pushing yourself to be misgaber kairi, to do what you're supposed to do, to serve Hashem, that's something that's real, genuine, and the chitzonios taps in and actually makes him more of a zariz. But things that don't have anything to them are contrived. It's just became popular. And it became popular to attribute significance to something that doesn't have significance. So that there we don't say chitzonis maris apnimius. There we say that fakir, it's going to be ma'orer, like acting without seichel. It's going to be ma'orer, like external from kite and feeling good about things that aren't etzem inherently good. So that that's something that we don't pursue. So at a certain point, as long as it happens in like a natural way. Because there's a fine line between doing things that pursuing things that are not thinking, and not pursuing things. We're just
we just follow what's popular.
So I'll give you an exaggerated mashal. If you check 200 years ago and try to see what the styles were then. Yeah, my guess is that they weren't quite exactly the same, right? In terms of the tight pants, maybe it would be good if we went back to those styles. But my guess is not exactly the same. So why don't we follow the styles from 200 years ago? The answer is there's a certain natural change that's if it's coming from a concerted effort, which is what the white shirts originally was stemming from. Originally, it was coming from a concerted effort. It was like a push. You have to be yeshivish. Everyone should be dafka wear white. So then, like, if that's what's causing it, then you're medafka focusing on something that's there's nothing really to it. But if it's after time where that's already history, and it's not really what's pushing it anymore. If that's true, that's not what's pushing it. It's just sort of a fact on the ground. This is the way people dress. A guy has to bedafka in his community, has to bedafka walk around in a way that's making him feel different.
You're saying it only became that way because of the push.
Yeshiva Zatzal used to say, Chavri used to ask him, if I go visit Lakewood, should I wear a white shirt or a colored shirt? Yeshiva said, you should wear white. Why? Derech Eretz. When you're in a place, you should dress like they do. So I'm not saying that there's any of Derech Eretz or Dafka wear white at all. But if that's what people do, so it becomes a little bit like that's the norm now. Our chevra growing up, there are people growing up in Flatbush. There are people growing up in the Five Towns. There are people that we're actually even thinking about starting a bridge in Lakewood now. There's people growing up in communities where that's the norm. So that's, it's no longer that there's like, it's like a let's focus on it. It's just what the yeshiva guys wear. So a guy's going to feel funny. If a guy feels funny, say no, you should bedafka feel funny amongst your friends and feel strange. Like, we're not into pursuing chitzonius, but neither are we into that you have to bedafka make yourself stick out if it's uncomfortable for you. Like,
at what point would the yeshiva make a rule that you have if row people were around the white shirt, there would be a rule that you should wear a white shirt?
I think we'd be extremely reluctant to make any such rule. The yeshiva's hashkafa of not focusing on chitzonios, like, you talk about Queens? I'd be very, very surprised. Like, there'd be a rule like that.
What's the halakha behind the one branch exception?
Behind what?
What's the halakha behind the branch exception?
It's not, that has a rule? Yeah. It's not just one branch. It's Brooklyn. It's the Five Towns. It's Cleveland. Does Great Neck have a rule? Not sure. I don't know. No. It's because they're in communities where that's what everybody wears. Look, it's not trying to make a rule.
What's the rule? Brooklyn made a rule.
It's because they're in communities where that's what all the yeshiva guys wear. If you're gonna let guys wear something else, then you're begging to be to. It's like you're putting a sign up. That we're not yeshiva, we're not a real yeshiva. We're not so into being yeshiva. What? That's what the yeshiva is doing. Yeshiva was not following when there became a push to take on things that were new and not could be our mahalach. The yeshiva resisted following it. There's certain facts on the ground that years and years of it being done already, like it's sort of like a fact on the ground that in certain communities that's just totally the norm. So that's by having guys come in and dress differently, it's causing yourself to dafka attract chevra that are not into you being yeshiva guys.
Is that a difference for?
What?
That's a difference for attracting guys
who
are not.
I'm talking about your question of why making a rule. I'm saying the reason why they would have a rule is because without a rule, then you're attracting, in a community where it's so prevalent, and that's so, like, nobody heard, that's just what everyone did. That's what they've been doing for the past 25 years. So, like, so you say, well, but 30 years ago it wasn't like that, so then when the chevra come in and they can wear, you have chevra that don't wear white shirts, you're causing yourself to be yeshiva. It's going to attract chevra that are not interested in being yeshiva guys. There's no reason to bedafka do that.
You don't know that's on a big scale with Queens, that the whole yeshiva world is now, so people do look at us if we're not yeshiva.
Yeah, but Queens is a melting pot from all the branches from so that come from all different the in-town communities, Brooklyn, the Five Towns, Cleveland, but there's so many communities that which is totally not the case. So. You know, for Queens to make a rule would be telling guys that are coming from way out of town where they're not Florida's no longer out of town, but the guys that are way out of town, like telling them that they have we're nowhere even close to even contemplating a rule.
It's a rule, then you're not doing it because you're holding clothing. I'm wearing my whole clothing. You're doing it because it's a rule.
If what?
Well, if you're in a community where it's not, where it's not such a, it's not such a given to wear white shirts, then the rule itself is chitzonius. Because if you're in a community that really be'etzem the chevra, a normal yeshiva guy would wear colored shirts, but you're making a rule, no, you should wear a white shirt. Then what you just did was you just made a rule to be yeshivish. If you're in a community where any typical yeshiva boy just wouldn't dream of wearing anything else, then your rule is not like being mechazik, being yeshivish. Your rule is just keeping the chevra that are there, the chevra that are interested in being yeshiva guys.
What's the yeshiva guy that doesn't wear colored shirt? Where's the yeshiva guy?
Which yeshiva?
What does it mean, your town yeshiva guys wear colored shirts? What's an example of that?
Which towns are like that?
More
out of town communities, and not as.
What? It's only because you're Chavetz Chaim. That's only because you're Chavetz Chaim and wearing the right shirts.
I assume Las Vegas, Dallas, I'm sure a lot of places.
It's only because
like
they're Chavetz
Chaim. St. Louis, I mean, what?
It's only because they're Chavetz Chaim and Chavetz Chaim doesn't wear right shirts.
Okay.
But if Chavetz Chaim would wear right shirts, then it wouldn't be a whole town of Star anymore.
But making it, but Badafka changing it would be would be pushing
that's
what?
The issue,
what about the what?
Is there some of the guys?
Which guy? Huh? Okay, it's a pleasure to meet you, Kevra. Okay, very good.